Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Defamation action launched by former Liberal staffer Bruce Lehman against News Life Media has been discontinued. The action was launched in relation to reporting relating to Brittany Higgins. Mr. Lehman was previously charged with the sexual assault of Ms. Higgins, but his trial was abandoned. There were no findings against him, and he has always maintained his innocence. Crown Resorts has reached an agreement with AUSTRAC to pay a $450 million fine over historical breaches of money laundering and counter-terrorism and financing laws at its locations in Perth and Melbourne. The CEO of Crown Resorts has released a statement saying the historical failings were unacceptable. The penalty will be considered by the federal court at a hearing in July. The plaudits keep coming in for outgoing WA Premier Mark McGowan following news of his resignation. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews says he's had a remarkable career in politics.
It's a rare thing in politics to be able to go on your own terms, and that's exactly what Mark McGowan has done, and I think he can be very, very proud of the work that he's done.
The state's Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson and Deputy Leader Roger Cook are thought to be the two front runners to step into the top job. Also today, a shooting at a popular spot in Florida in the US has left at least 9 injured, with one person in custody. And lost luggage will be easier to find with Qantas, with the carrier to overhaul its app so travellers can track their bags, with changes expected to come into effect before the year is out.